On this episode of Still Loading,
I was wrong, okay?
Hey guys, welcome to this surprise episode of Still Loading. It's Josh, going solo on this one. On my last episode, I covered the Metroid game on the NES, and a good friend of mine, who I will name W for the purposes of this episode, let me know I completely butchered the storyline from the game. So, I am here to correct and to clarify, since I didn't do a good job of explaining it in the previous episode. So, here we go. A Galactic Federation-owned research vessel was attacked by a group of space pirates, led by their commander Ridley. They stole samples of the Metroid creatures from the vessel. Metroids are essentially floating parasites that latch onto their victims and drain their life energy. The space pirates plan to replicate the Metroids and use them as biological weapons. The Federation track them down to their base of operation on planet Zebes, but is unable to get past the planet's defenses. So as a last resort, they send the bounty hunter Samus Aran to infiltrate the planet and destroy Mother Brain, which is controlling the fortress and the defenses of the planet. Samus lands on the surface of Zebes, and explores the caverns of the planet, kills some of the pirates' most dangerous allies, who are known as Kraid and Ridley, and then fights her way to Mother Brain. She plants an explosive on Mother Brain, and then it has to escape before it explodes. Spoiler alert, she escapes, and that's pretty much the story. That's pretty much it. I know this was very short. I mean, there wasn't much to explain with the story. I just wanted to clarify and explain it correctly. But before I go, let me tell you a little bit about my friend W. You see, I'd like to get to know the people who correct me, and so that way they aren't just some faceless troll on the internet. So let's get started. W was born in Louisiana back in 1887. Now you're probably wondering, why does he look so good for his age? And if you're wondering that, then I'm very confused about you, because this is a podcast and it's not a visual medium, so you can't see him. Anyway, he had a normal childhood for the most part. However, his life took a turn for the worse when he got involved in the world of cockfighting. And you must be thinking now, that's horrible! How could he make those poor animals fight each other for money? Well, I'll tell you what, it was worse than that. He wasn't making them fight. He was actually dressing up as a chicken and fighting other men dressed as chickens in a human cockfighting ring. Most of us, as you know, would scoff at this idea, but he wore it as a badge of honor, even becoming the heavyweight champion of the world of human cockfighting. He would keep his job a secret from his family for 10 years until it all came crashing down in 1915. His family was disgraced, and they kicked him out. After that, W kind of had to recuperate, and he lived quietly. So for the next 86 years, he started hunting communists in Siberia. Were they there? Were they not there? Who knows? But he was doing it. He had the foresight. But then in 2001, 86 years later, he discovered the internet and became engrossed in video game culture. And here we are now in 2016, and he's righting the wrongs, making corrections on things I screwed up. And yeah, that's about it. That's his story. He's a pretty interesting guy, I have to say. But anyway, thanks for listening to this episode. I did actually record this to correct something my friend W pointed out to me. If you liked his account, quote-unquote, of his life, I plan on creating these ridiculous accounts for anyone who corrects me. Not out of spite or anything like that, but just for fun. Like, no one likes being corrected, and I, of course, but, you know, I don't mind writing the wrong. So I figured if I have to do this, I shouldn't say I have to, if I'm going to do this, then I want to make it fun, not just for me, but for the person correcting it and see what I can concoct up with it. So, I mean, hopefully he gets a kick out of this, and, you know, he can have his mom listen to it, so she can be proud of his accomplishments. Anyway, a normal episode is still slated for next week, so I will see you then.